No, not my business partner. My partner.
I'm a 45-year-old woman. I've been in love with a woman for 10 years, and I don't have a word to tell anybody about that.
The word marriage has a meaning. If it wasn't so important, we wouldn't be here today.
Sunday, Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck will put on a performance of the play 8, based on a California trial to overturn Proposition 8, which banned gay marriage. Playwright Dustin Lance Black wrote the play to bring light to the untelevised trial of Perry B. Schwarzenegger. Almost all the lines in the play are taken from the trial itself. Saugatuck Center for the Arts director Kurt Stamm says this play must have been a daunting task for Black.
So he pored through the entire transcript of this trial to put this piece together, to cull it down to 90 minutes.
Most of the play centers around the plaintiffs, one gay couple and one lesbian couple. Plaintiff Chris Perry is a mother of twins living with her partner Sandy Steer. Actress Tracy Walker plays Chris. As a lesbian herself, she says reading words from the trial is a moving experience.
Reading these words, it's really emotional, and it's everything. It's all of the stages. It's frustration, and it's joy and love and heartbreak and just utter anger.
One of the more emotional scenes is when Chris responds to the court calling her son's illegitimate natural children from irresponsible procreation.
When I was 21 and she was 19, my sister was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer. The summer after I graduated from college, she died. I was the only biological child my parents had left. Losing Karen changed us all, not necessarily for the best. We all fumbled through the sadness for years after that. It really felt like we'd be devastated and broken forever. My 20s were so wrapped up in grieving and healing, but I eventually came out of it. And when I did, I felt crystal clear that I wanted a family. I got pregnant the spring of 1994. I was 8 months pregnant on my 30th birthday and bigger than our little house. You boys were born. You were not irresponsible. You two are about the most responsible, important, meaningful things I will ever do in my whole life, and don't let anyone ever make you feel any different.
Like Chris, Walker says she and her partner would like to be married, and on a federal level. In the play, Chris explains how same-sex marriage is not just about equality, it's also about the meaning of the word itself.
Or if we're in a store and people want to know if we're sisters or cousins or friends. And then I have to decide every day if I want to come out everywhere I go and take the chance that somebody will have a hostile reaction.
But the play isn't just a dramatic reading of the trial. Black added human elements to hold the audience interest, like the family dynamic between Chris, Sandy, and their kids.
Whatever. We'll just sort of take out and walk home.
Your moms. It's a special kind of torture to be, like, at a restaurant with your moms, right?
It's not that bad. I think you're interesting, Sandy.
Director Kurt Stamm says the play can seem one-sided, but that's because there weren't many people for Proposition 8 at the trial.
Yes, 7 million voted, but you could only get one. They could only get one witness to testify. Says a lot about the validity of the case.
Though the judge declared Proposition 8 unconstitutional, gay and lesbian couples still can't marry in California. Stamm says the Supreme Court is still hearing appeals on this case.
Art is usually a reaction to something that's already happened. And yes, a piece of this has already happened. In fact, yes, the trial has happened. That's in the past. But the fact that the issue is so prevalent now in the United States, it just makes it that much more poignant.
You can catch the production of 8 at Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck Sunday afternoon at 4, with a panel discussion to follow at 5:30.